Welcome, everybody, to the Big Thoughts tonight. It's Tuesday, June 17th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Glad to hear everybody's still tuned in. I was running a little bit late, trying to get last-minute intel for tonight's call. So I'm glad to be here. I'm glad we're all ready to go. So let's do this. Without further ado, let's go ahead and pray the call in. And then we'll go to a teaching that Sue has prepared for us, which, if it's anything like what we have had in the past, it'll be excellent. It'll really be something that'll reward us all. Lord God, thank you so much for the timing that we are in right now, the fact that we are close, that things are happening, some of which we can talk about, some of which we can't. But we thank you for everything that's going on right now behind the scenes. Thank you for the blessing that's coming for all of us. And thank you for the patience that we've needed to wait for it to arrive. Most of all, thank you for who you are and who the person of your Son is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, Sue, here we are again, as Bob says. It's Tuesday night, start of the week, and I enjoy this teaching a lot. So what would you say to that tonight?
You know what's interesting, and I really need to lift this up, is that every time, it's a Tuesday night, and we have a Thursday night, but every time we come to this call and every time you listen to a teaching, if you were to look back at where you were last Thursday, you'd realize that your light had amplified. So let's focus on every time we come to this call, it's growing, getting stronger, getting much more magnificent. And so I dedicate this teaching to that.
Okay.
Overcoming the impossible. I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I'm self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace, Philippians 4:13. Never assume that where you've been or where you are is as good as it gets. And when your goal or your situation seems impossible, keep in mind that nothing is impossible for God. In Matthew 19:26, Jesus said, "With people as far as it depends on them, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible."
That's right.
The greatest things you can do in life are the things you can't do on your own. You know you're on the right track when a challenge or an opportunity can only be done with God's help. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like around you. God is greater than any obstacle you, the country, the world, those are my additions, may be facing. Anything that has never been done is impossible until someone does it. So why can't it be you? Don't allow your mind to become a hindrance to the things you can accomplish in life. Think big the way God does. Believe God is going to do something better in your life. Go ahead and get your hopes up. God is leading you to something better than you can imagine. And why not use faith instead of fear? For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he's given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. Fear, simply put, is the opposite of faith. God wants us to walk by faith, but Satan tries to make us live in fear. When we learn to live by faith and not let fear rule our lives, we can live a fulfilling, satisfying, peaceful, and joyful life in Christ. Fear begins with a thought. Proverbs 23:7 tells us that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I like to say it this way: where the mind goes, the man follows. This is why the Bible talks about meditating on the Word of God and having your mind renewed. See Romans 12:2. To meditate on God's Word means you ponder the Scripture over and over in your mind until it becomes a part of you. When you do this, it takes information and turns it into revelation. The more you study God's Word and think about God's promises, the better your life will be. Think about what you're thinking about. Instead of fearful or worried thoughts, choose to focus on thoughts that are full of God. And that's our teaching for tonight.
That was chock full of good stuff, wasn't it, Sue? Thank you for that. Wow. You know how you always give a shout-out to somebody around your segment? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give a shout-out to a new doctor in case he's listening tonight. Dr. Crawley. And, it was a good time with him. We had a good report, and everything was positive. So very happy about that. And hopefully he's listening either live or on the replay. But, you know, Sue, that's it's full. What you said tonight, the teaching tonight, was full of good thoughts. And I love the fact that it included thinking positively, thinking good thoughts, you know, that all of these things originate in our mind. You know, our mind can be shifted. We can control our thoughts. We control our thoughts. We control our tongue as well. Because what we think, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he, the Bible also says. And so, and that's true of a woman as well. And so I think what's interesting is that, yes, we're to think positively. We're to, you know, use faith and not fear. You know, I've always thought, yeah, faith in a sense is the opposite of fear. You know, you could use that. It's absolutely a good thing to bring thoughts that can turn into positive action. And I like the fact that this teaching went into some areas using faith, using positive God thoughts, thoughts that are good, as opposed to thoughts that are bad or evil, so that we don't, you know, we can work with the thoughts that are coming through our mind, and we can sift out the things that are not beneficial to us or beneficial to others. We sift them out and let those go so they don't turn into things that we say. Because things that we say, a lot of times, will be things that we do. So there's a real art to that, to using your mind positively, renewing your mind, and going in the right direction with it. And I think that's what we're all doing as we wait patiently for something that's been coming to us for quite a long time, and we know it's close. We just have to stay positive about it and say positive things to each other about it. I love that. I think that's a good teaching. And I know I'm just barely touching the tip of the iceberg. So let's turn it over to Bob and say, Bob, what would you say to this teaching tonight that Sue's brought for us so beautifully?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. It's even though it's dark, it is the beginning of the week. And each day, each evening, it stays light for a little bit longer, for probably about four more days. So we're in the best part of the
year. It's all downhill. Downhill after that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, thank you, Pamela.
But Sue, I love this teaching about being ready for anything and capable for anything. Like that's a real attitude to embrace, you know, right from the first minute you wake up in the morning. It's like, hey, I'm ready for anything. This is going to be a great day. And, you know, it doesn't have to be just kind of like a pipe dream. You know, if you look at what's happened with people that that have acquired savant syndrome, you can have a person who has an injury, a brain injury, and when they wake up, they're a chess master or a piano maestro. And I know a man from this area in St. Petersburg that I met with, and he was like a mechanic and a farmer and lived in a trailer out in the woods, and he got kicked in the head by a horse. And when you meet with him, you can see because the part of his skull is crushed in. And he's just the nicest guy. He wears his big rubber mudder boots and overalls, and just the happiest, nicest guy. And he, one of the things that he discovered was how to do cold fusion. And he figured out a way to merge compounds together, literally take different minerals and molecules and merge them together without any heat. And he figured out how to vacuum electrons away from a molecule that would allow it to merge with another one that had never been done before. And he invented a polymer that you can pour into a mold that's made of chopped up plexiglass from old boats. And you could add this polymer he invented, and it would harden as harder than steel, but only one-tenth the weight of steel. And they actually make boats from this material here in the St. Petersburg area, and they make tables for parks that they call the 300-year table. They're totally indestructible. And so I was having lunch with him one day, and I was saying to him, you know, do you think you could help me with this one project I've been trying to figure out about spinal cord regeneration for when someone's in an accident, they've severed their spinal cord. I said, the problem is when the filaments of the spinal cord try to find their mate, they're bumping up against scar tissue, and it creates a lot of pain that they can never come back together because the scar tissue's in the way. I said, could you figure out something to do about that? So he called me up the next day, and he goes, hey, this is so-and-so. He goes, I got the answer for you last night in my dreams. It's carbon nanotubes. And as soon as he said it, I could see in my mind a piece of apparatus using carbon nanotubes that would restore someone's ability to go back to the way they normally were. And he's also been commissioned to go and work on material science projects, you know, out in Area 51 and that kind of thing. And so when there's a challenge, hey, you be ready for anything, you're capable of anything. You know, when you ask the neuroscientists about how is it possible someone can wake up and, you know, they know how to play the piano, and their answer is, and no one knows if it's the right answer, but they said that it seems as if everybody has these capabilities and they're dormant, but when the person has the accident, their brain starts to rewire around the accident, and it finds these latent talents that are universal, and they end up accessing them. And wouldn't it be interesting if, instead of having to get kicked in the head by a horse, we were able to, through our attitude, our faith, our prayers, to access and be ready and capable of anything without having to acquire savant syndrome. And, you know, and what is it that might be an obstacle to that? You know, and a lot of people have a sense that they could be much more, but something is blocking them. You hear that all the time. Yeah, there's something blocking me. Well, the good news is there's not really a thing that's blocking you, but there is a thought or two or three that could be blocking you. The good thing is thoughts aren't really things. Not that anything is really a thing, but by changing your thoughts, as Bruce was saying, you could. And then, Sue, you talked about fear and how fear might lead to doubt or a blockage. And fear can be very real for some people, especially some of the people I've worked with who have seemingly very, very real issues with discordant spirit energy. And that'll cause a lot of fear, and it very apparently looks like it's causing a blockage for people. Sometimes even a blockage of their blood flow. And so that too can be overcome by your thoughts, your faith, and your readiness to do anything. Because with your power that you have that gives you access to God, you can even overcome that. Some people might need some help, but it's very possible to overcome it yourself and to begin to think about, you know, something you were saying in the teaching, Sue, about a verse from the Bible, and is it something we can really live out? Can we really be capable of that? And I started thinking, well, what about the fact that the kingdom of heaven is within us, within me, within you? And if I am to take the challenge to love thy God and to love thy neighbor as yourself, I would never be able to accomplish that if I didn't turn my energy to God. Because without turning your energy there and your focus there, you're never going to really feel that kingdom that's within you and never be able to love yourself. Because the self that you're loving to gain a comparison as to how you'd love your neighbor is that kingdom within you that you are loving. And then, therefore, there's nothing can block you from loving your neighbor. It's that simple turn of attention to God with that faith and knowledge that you're capable of anything.
So good.
Wow, that's terrific. That's a great way to start the week off, wouldn't you say, Sue? Bob, that was excellent.
Yes.
Sue, you know,
inspired.
While Bob was talking, I was thinking about, you know, what is it about the brain that allows us to go further, to go into these new areas, to go to autistic savant type characteristics that Bob mentioned with the fellow that got his, you know, got the kick to the head. I think it's because we have so much more brain matter. The idea that we're theoretically only using 10% of our brain, I think that's something that's not really true. But I also think the capability that we have to use all of our brain may have to do with using all of our DNA. I don't believe God put any junk DNA into our body. I think it's all usable and useful.
Yep.
And that's just a layman's point of view. But I really think that it has to do with the fact that we can go further and do more if we allow ourselves to go that direction. And I just think, Bob, you did a terrific job with that tonight and that story and related it to the teaching. Sue, what do you think now that you've heard Bob and you've heard me, what do you think of this teaching in those respects?
Yes, I always have the great opportunity and challenge to combine and synthesize what you both brought so beautifully. And I love the way you said, Bruce, you know, calling it an art, that it's an art to be ready. And it's an art. It's weird because Bob picked up on that, and that's literally what my segment is going to be about. It's going to be about a readiness challenge to get your pens out. But here's what's interesting. We're moving out of a brain orientation. I mean, yes, neuroscience is about the physical matter of the brain, but we're really beginning to move into an understanding that there's non-local, trans-dimensional. This is where the quantum era is going to really kick things off. Mm-hmm. Transdimensional means across dimensions. And that's what's going to be so important about what we're going to be doing in the future is there's a reason that the med beds are about brain waves. So Bob was talking about being ready for anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what blocks people from getting out of fear and survival. And there's a wonderful man out of Biola University, which is a Christian university, Dr. Jeffrey Schwartz. And he does a lot of work on getting out of what he calls brain lock, which is people that loop, which I think most people suffer from, loop out of survival patterning. That number one, and I bet you if I ask this question, I ask everybody to raise their hand. You can sometimes feel afraid, I know I have, of being the happiest person in the room, of surpassing, yeah. Of surpassing what is survival. It's because, I mean, and there's good reason for it. There's a big reason that Christ was targeted. There's a great, don't be too curious. Don't be, my stepmother said, don't be too curious. Don't be too this. Don't be too that. Mm-hmm. The message is, and this is really interesting, you don't need to have a kick to your head. But you do have to have a willingness to let go of the beliefs. And what I call them is they're kind of like identity barnacles. Mm. And it's a very scary thing to go past what your parents told you, to go past the identity and into, here's the rub, the pure God state. Christ knew, direct, just like Bob said, that the kingdom of God was within him. He had access to that pure light, which you're very bright, Bruce. That light is being studied in the science of DNA called epigenetics. And what everybody on this call is really going to, I believe, step into as an opportunity is to shed, to be ready to shed by concentrating on their purest God light. I have money now. How am I going to concentrate my attention so powerfully so I can raise the standard of the quality of my focus and my light and my thought in Christ so it's not crowded by noise? So you're going to signal, not noise. So you're going, and here's something that happened to me, and then I'll be complete. I went to get a haircut today, and I was really, I'd been very focused on doing some meditation work, and I went into this place, a wonderful kind of quiet place, but I was taken aback at how the hairdressers had to engage with the people in their chair and what they were talking about. It was so much about the political unrest and the victim and where they were dwelling in their conversation. And it made me realize that that's what I curate who I'm around, what they're talking about, where their focus is, the quality of their consciousness. I'm very, 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 very deliberate about that. And I realized that a lot of you in this audience, it's kind of like you're out there not being able to regulate the kinds of conversations, what people are doing when they're bringing back the world to you. And so readiness, as you're going to hear in my segment, is readiness is gatekeeping your energy, your focus on God, and choosing where you're going to deliberately create with the light of God. And to me, that's what this teaching did. It helped, hopefully, a lot of people in the synthesis of all of our ideas make a deeper decision to see clearly. I mean, now the world is going to depend on this to do this. It's not casual. It's like a deep, devoted decision to be the light of God. And I thought that's what the teaching brought about.
Thank you, Sue. Well said. Enjoyed that very much. And I have one other comment before I talk to you again about that, Sue, and that is when Bob was talking about this gentleman down in St. Pete who came out able to do a lot of cool things with cold fusion and so on, I don't know that everybody focused on the fact that Bob said when the gentleman called him back to answer this question, he said, it was revealed to me last night in my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, bingo. Because a lot of times, God will bring things to us in our dream. We'll get things in our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just a beautiful scenario.
We have an amazing man in our pod who's, like Bob, like your friend, just creative, quantum physicist, solving gravity. I mean, out there stuff. And when he started, he would talk about how surprised he was that he would get out of our class, do the meditations, and the next day wake up with some solution. And this is what everybody has. These are not, here's what I want to normalize. This is available. You do not have to be kicked in the head. This is available to everyone, but you have to trust it when you get this sort of blue ocean thought. You have to trust it, and you have to go, wow, I didn't perceive something anomalous like that, number one. And number two, when you go to sleep at night, say, I want to wake up with the most remarkable solution, because that's when you're tapping into your superconscious. These are levels of mind, your
right.
superconscious,
yeah.
your God mind, and your subconscious and Christ
sure.
are a trifecta, and that's mm-hmm. how you do it. There's going to be a lot more about how you technically reach these states of mind, which happens to be my passion. But there's
yes.
going to be a lot more about that later as we go forward, and it won't be suppressed.
Well, thank you, Sue, for that teaching. And, Bob, your comments, just stellar tonight. And, Sue, the way you synthesize, I love that. Really good. And thank you for bringing that tonight. I think we could take this teaching and go another hour with it. But let's not.
Yeah.
Let's keep it kind of in focus, and let's say thank you for that, both of you. And now let's get into the prayer and praise type of our call tonight when we get into that segment. See if we have anything,
yeah.
Sue, that you can bring to us in prayer or requests or praise reports all tonight.
All set and ready to go. This is from Pastor Scott, praise and prayer. In worship last Sunday, my daughter led the church in an amazing new song. Shook me to the core, I can imagine.
Hmm.
My praise is we often get moments like this that impact our lives. Here are some of the words. Song's name is, What a God if the highest place I reach is at your feet. I've done it all. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Very humbling. My prayer is you, Big Call Universe, take time to worship. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
That's good. And thank you, Pastor Scott. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to do... Go on. This is from Sally. Please pray that we will experience a major miracle financial breakthrough soon so my husband can leave his very stressful and slave laborious job to focus on being a blessing to others. That's actually a pattern in humanity, the slavery pattern. It's been passed on for millennia. He's created multi-generational wealth for others who never appreciate his value and the value he brought to the business and undermines him in a big way. Built a prototype of an item that his employer had stolen from a competitor. Please pray for the revaluation happening soon.
Yes.
So this is just weird. All these things. Like, I did a practice today. Okay, so we're going to release the slave debt financial tyranny, which is also about giving your power to that state. We're going to release it from everybody through every dimension, through every aspect of their lives, in their DNA, all of it. With Christ sending a blessing to Sally and her husband and to everyone on this call, this is your purpose, is to release slavery, believing in limitation, and move into and step into and choose Christ and live as the abundance and the freedom now. Now, not when the RV comes, not postponing it, not giving your power just to the RV. Now, in the now, with Christ blessing you, giving you ideas, filling you with who you are right now, and identifying with that crystal clear Christ-based abundance. And if everybody on this call did that, seeing Christ flooding them, with grace and relief from the identification with limitation, financial slavery and debt and everything, my goodness, all the shackles would be released. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen and amen.
And finally,
Jeannie.
If God is for us, no one, this is from Jeannie, obviously, no one can be against us. Amen. Romans 8:31. It's a powerful declaration of God's love and protection. Psalm 34:8 reads, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." That's very important. Listen to what that's really saying. Taste. Experience it. Let it be on your tongue and yourselves. "Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." Experience God's goodness and find blessing in taking refuge in him. Pure God consciousness. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this great opportunity to serve others. Thank you for the RV blessing that we should be receiving very shortly. May our works and actions reflect your love and grace, and may we always seek to bring glory to your name. We're thankful for the leaders on the big call, millions of listeners, for being able to get together until this blessing comes to fruition, for all the prayer requests and praises every week, and all the new updated information for our minds, body, and soul. Everyone have a blessed week, and hope and pray we get the 800 numbers very soon and get the opportunity to get not hoping and knowing we're having the opportunity to get an appointment for the med beds.
Jeannie. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's going to be the least of our worries.
I had to tweak it just a bit. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very good. Very good, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. Very much so, yeah. Getting a med bed appointment, for those, especially for ZIM holders, is going to happen very quickly. Everybody that's in dire need, of course, needs to get in there as soon as possible. I don't see that as a problem. We just need to get the RV in first, and then it can be a matter of days afterwards that we can get in there. Okay, good. Thank you, Sue. That's very good. I love that. Very good. All right, let's do this. I guess at this point, we're ready to hear what else you would bring us tonight, Sue, in the way of your segment and anything new that you'd like us to know about. Let's get ready to sit back and enjoy this segment.
Oh, thank you, Bruce. I'm pretty excited about this segment, so get your pens out. Because I'm going to take you on a little walk that I'm going to challenge you with called the Readiness Challenge. And it's actually something that I did today, and I shared with a close friend of mine, and she said, "You've got to share this." So get your pens out, because this is going to save you an immense, I'm going to call it a pink spoon. It's a little bit of a taste, it's not, but it's a taste of the kind of thinking that you're going to get in, if you bought Designing Your Best Future, and how to walk through the first week, 2 weeks, month, 3 months, 6 months. And I just want you to understand what it's based on. So I'm going to read you a testimonial first, and then we're going to get you ready. How would it be if you cut out all the noise that may be in your head when you think about all the things, selling your house, moving your house, getting ready, meeting with wealth managers, understanding what you've got to set up? Like your whole life is going to change. And I notice a lot of people get anxious about it. So I want to read this. I'd like to give a testimony concerning my experience with designing your best future. There was so much valuable information that I didn't even know about. It went way beyond what I imagined, and it's been so beneficial. What an eye-opener. I now have clarity, insight, strategy, and steps to be successful in what lies before me. I highly recommend this program, Susan. So, are you ready to shave off all that noise? If you are, make a loud noise wherever you are right now. Wherever you are, make a loud noise. And I know the pod is laughing right now because that's what we do.
Yeah.
To kind of get you fired up. So here's me. I'm sitting in my space, and I'm thinking, okay, I've got my project list. I have created execution strategy for everything, and I decided what even I'm like 97% packed. I went, what else can I optimize here? Remember, I'm telling this to a friend. She said, you have to share this on the call. And I went, I know. I'm going to gift them
mm-hmm.
with this. Pulling back the curtain. I want you to have and understand how you're going to create the space, the clarity, so you can get quiet, and I'm going to show you how to prepare for taking one task. And you're going to, if you want to go deep in this, you'll get into designing your best future. But here's what I want you to do. If you're a person, and you can translate this. If you're a person that is going to be moving your house, I want you to take a time slot tomorrow, the next day, and I want you to give yourself 30 minutes. And you can tell somebody, if you want to be accountable, you can say, okay, husband, wife, partner, God, I'm going to go offline for 30 minutes, and I'm going to make space to set up my move flow. So this is called getting organized to move. And this is going to be part of you designing projects, designing space to get clear. But here's the challenge. A lot of people, and I know a lot of you, I mean, I've worked 10 years working with all of you. It's very hard for you to, I want you to literally imagine you're just like putting yourself in a room. You're going to figure out when you can be quiet. That's going to be a challenge for a lot of you. And I want you to just give yourself a half an hour. I want you to breathe. And you're going to say, what am I holding in my head that is actually creating noise instead of focus on looking at what I can take, how I can actually build out my move. So that would mean, who's doing the packing? How much time am I going to need to move? What gets packed early versus last minute? Who could I get to supplement? I mean, you kind of have to know what has to happen, but who can come, take your stuff, move it to your house, then organize it for you? A lot of people don't think about this. Organize it for you when you're there so you don't have to do it or you do it nominally. There are people that are amazing. That's like my worst nightmare, putting stuff in drawers. And I've talked to 7 of these people. And I go, oh, we do this all the time. And this is why I'm giving this, because a lot of people don't know this, Bruce. They just don't know it. And I've done it. I've worked on it. There are people that you can have that it's like literally 7 out of 7. Oh, my God, this is easy. We just come. We look at your stuff. We put it away. Then we can move it around. You don't have to worry about how much it's going to cost you. But you do have to take one slice. Here's what I'm introducing. If you just start with this 30 minutes and see what you notice, and I think based on Bruce's intel, you're going to kind of kiss the ground I walk on. I'm not kidding. Because when you're getting a real estate attorney and closers and you want to get moving and get going and you want to get into your new space and you've got all this other stuff in your head, the best thing you can do is just get quiet and see. This is called a behavioral activation. Just see, what can I be packing up? What can I be doing? What, you know, for me it was, okay, which red bag is going to handle my personal stuff so it stays, like I've got I'm giving you really literally what I did today. You can buy on Amazon a red or other color Christmas tree bag that you can use as a go bag or bug out bag. And it's literally, I was like planning how many bags was I going to be flying with and what was going to be moved. I mean, so I got my entire move done. Now, when I go into the Redemption Center, all I have to do is literally... And if you get Designing Your Best Future, is this a plug for Designing Your Best Future? Not really.
Yes,
but
not really.
But it ties in to when you eliminate the cognitive load. Most people are walking around with kids and family and husbands and all this. It's all one big mosh of, I got to take care of their needs. And instead, you use this readiness challenge to prove to yourself, and I dare anybody, if you're going to do this, I dare you, I'll give you my email, so you can say, I did the readiness challenge. I dare you. I'm challenging you because this is the kind of focus you're going to need to carve out, A, for your peace. B, A, for your stability in God. This is you showing that you can regulate your attention and create an outcome of clarity. How important is that as a practice? Ground your intention to move with clarity. That's the most important practice there is. So if you can do that, and then just do it, go do it every other day if you have. Follow your own rhythm. I'm not going to tell you the rhythm to do it in. But you're going to have lots of, if you have it built, it's already built, it's already mapped out. All you have to do is decide the day you're going to do it, and then execute it. It's that simple. And this is going to be part of everything. Faith, what are you saying? Amazon all knew everything.
No texting Sue during her segment, please.
No, it's okay. It's okay. That'll never happen. It's impossible.
Yeah.
That'll never happen.
Yeah,
so
no way, yeah.
Here's the goal. The readiness challenge is there for you. I hope that helped. If you're moving, you can use this for any part or segment of getting ready. But it's a big thing to move your energy out of the old place into the new. And this is going to give you the clarity, the confidence, and most of all, the practice in creating the space so you can think well, function well, and we can have a new group of humanitarians that are not overloaded. So that's the purpose of it. If you want and you need to see like how you're going to execute in the first 6 months, get Designing Your Best Future. And this is how you can send readiness challenge. I did it, Sue. Challenging you. I'm not kidding. Or Designing Your Best Future, which is an investment. Send us an email to integratedminds, M-I-N-D-S, @hushmail.com. Let us know if you have PayPal or not, your telephone number and name. Pay attention. And I'm going to say this out loud. You got to be a little bit digital awake because I'm getting people, I can't open my email. I'm sorry that I'm using that voice.
Whining.
Like that, but yeah, I just, it's, you got to write to us if you can. All you have to do is open one email for this. One email. Very simple. Then, if you want the MedBed 100 or the Quantum Leader Future Founder, MedBed 100, you know what that is. This is to give you the clarity, the context, the everything you need to know, your own MedBed universe. If you need that, then send us same email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. And Quantum Leader, Future Founder, is, again, it's not anything you have to really do anything for, but it's going to give you a cool new word, transcontextual. What does that mean? It means, pretty new word, but that's what I'm here to do, is introduce new, so you're ready. Transcontextual means you're going to see how the quantum world is going to shift everything. And it opens up your worldview. So you don't have to totally get it. Of course you will. Why would a grandmother, my favorite person, hi Brenda, say, I want my grandchildren to have this, 7 grandchildren? And everybody writes and says, oh my God, this is amazing. So it's because it's going to get you so you can comprehend the concept, what it's going to mean. And then you're going to be able to play with it a little bit. It's going to make you so you're not being dropped down in the city, you know, in the city streets of New York on December 24th going shopping. It's going to get you, okay, I'm ready. I know how to navigate this. I'm open. Now I see contextually how it works. So our three offerings, MedBed 100, Quantum 100, and Designing Your Best Future, very practical, very clarifying, and very... they simplify in an elegant but thorough way. So it's going to reduce the noise in your head. It's going to reduce the noise in your head, and it's coming from all the best minds that are involved in this. So it's not, it's a very practical focus, but it's also a contextual focus. So I hope everybody enjoyed the readiness challenge. Thank you, Bruce, for this opportunity to help everybody get prepared. It's given with a lot of love, a lot of embodied practice. This is stuff we're doing, and I wanted to share so you know how to be effective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. Don't forget, Designing Your Best Future, DYBF100, is
yep.
the one that you would put in the subject line for that. And, yeah, Sue, thank you. I'll remember that in the Intel segment, okay?
All designed for the no panic principle. No panic allowed.
No panic allowed is right. No, no panic. Well, that's good. You had a lot of good points in that. I like that segment quite a bit. I think you'll enjoy that if we discuss that further. That's really good. So thank you, Sue. All right. Bob, I'm still thinking about your comments about the teaching with the gentleman that you met and everything that he had to say. And I think it's remarkable that you went into these concepts that he was involved in, like cold fusion and making that polymer and everything that you learned about spinal regeneration. I know that's been a passion of yours for a while, to learn about how to do that. And I think there are a lot of people out there that would love to hear more about that, but maybe that's a subject for tonight, or maybe it's a subject for a different night. But I know you've got testimonials. I think you have something new also to bring to us. So I'm just going to sit here and enjoy what it is you'll like to share with us tonight, Bob.
Sure. Thank you, Bruce. I do. We have a whole new sale that we started up that takes the place of the one we were doing. And this one is not about a particular product. This is about a sale where people can get any product that they want on sale. And it's a graduated discount. So people can get a 10% discount on orders of $75 or more, a 15% discount on orders $150 or more, and 20% discount on orders $200 or more. So this is a really good time if people know that they want to get something on, you know, if they want to get a product or two or however many that they're going to use multiple times or share with their family.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you normally, during, you know, the time when you place an order, you might order $125 worth of things. This would be a good time to double that and get 20% off your entire order. So this is different than we usually do things. A lot of times we take certain products, but right now we thought it would be good to let people get whatever product is best for them and get it on sale.
Okay.
So that's what's going on right now.
Okay.
And I'm just going to read one testimonial tonight. Bruce has came in from a gentleman. And you're going to like this. He says, "Hello, Bob. Last Monday, I had my best round in some time."
All right.
Playing golf.
Yep.
"Probably since I've been playing often again. My foursome had a staff pro from La Fortuna golf course, probably 25 or 26 years old. My regular playing partner, age 55, a former player at Oklahoma University in the Crenshaw and Kite times, age 75,
All right.
and cool. yours truly, age 89.
Wow.
My head was in the clouds when I stayed with them from tee to the green. Unfortunately, my putting was spotty. Rodney said, I was afraid to make a putt. They were short over and over. Boomer Boost and Viatrol have surely given me more energy, and it has helped my balance too.
This is
an 89-year-old man playing golf with and keeping up with a golf pro, 26-year-old golf pro. And crediting
Bob, that golf course, by the way, that golf course is La Fortune. It is La Fortune Golf Course in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And La Fortune was the name of a previous mayor of Tulsa, way before my time here. So, yeah, La Fortune. Wow. Yep. Uh-huh. Cool.
Well, there you go. So, that's the testimonial I wanted to read for tonight. And I also want to let people know about a book that you might be interested in getting. It's pretty good. It's a book called Super Agers. And the author is a man named Eric Topol, T-O-P-O-L. And he coined a phrase in his book that is called welderly, as in the well elderly.
Okay.
And he talks about people like himself and people that he knows that are in their 70s and 80s and 90s, and they don't take any medications, they don't have any chronic diseases, and they have just a super healthy life and lifestyle. And he talks about how important it is to pay attention to your health span as opposed to your lifespan. And he goes into a lot of different areas, including the importance of sleep, the importance of boosting your immune system. And then he talks about this, which I think is really important, Bruce. He talks about thinking out of the box and going out of the box, especially when it comes to your insurance. And he says that typically your insurance only pays for very basic, very narrow scope of blood work, and that if you really want to know the most important things about your blood work, you have to either convince your doctor and the insurance company to pay for the really good tests, or figure out a way to get them yourself, pay for them yourself. And I've never seen a doctor write about this in a book before.
Right, right.
Where they're saying, hey, you really need to know what your iron level is, what your CRP is. You really need to know your A1C. And you really need to know your C-reactive protein and many other things. There's other tests as well that can detect cancer in a very, very early stage. There's advanced tests for the velocity of your cardiovascular system. And having this information, you can take action, you know, as early as possible if something starts to go wrong. And then he really talks about thinking out of the box and how we can now use AI to inform ourselves, to educate ourselves. And he cautions about, you know, taking the advice of AI, exactly how they give it, that it's not perfected yet in all situations, but that you can learn a great deal about yourself and your body and where to get things, how to get things from using things like Gemini or ChatGPT. And then he focuses on mental health, how important it is to be able to pay attention to how you're feeling, paying attention to your affect, and are you feeling depressed, and especially are you feeling lonely, are you feeling anxious, and being able to have a strategy that says, I'm going to deploy certain types of techniques and technologies to really treat my mental health in the same way that I'm going to treat my physical health by getting my good night formula to make sure I sleep well, to get Flaxol lignans to make sure to boost my immune system, etc. And this book is a really good one. Bruce, it doesn't, of course, have everything that you need to know. It doesn't have some of the best techniques and suggestions, but it does have a lot of good ones that people can get by reading this book. And I would say that in areas that he emphasizes as critically important, such as the immune system and sleep and mental health, people can absolutely give us a call and let us know what's going on with your sleep, see if we can help you with Good Night Formula, or direct you to our podcast about sleep that can give you about 15 or 20 techniques to help with sleep, and direct you to our podcasts about the immune system and autoimmune disease. Eric Topol goes into how your immune system can be way too weak, or it can get out of control and mount a strong reaction against something that's supposed to be friendly tissue. And also, Bruce, as people know, they can go to our website, and they can learn about anxiety and depression and learn what the new state of the art is for helping with those issues. You can also learn communication skills. You can learn about the HeartMath Institute in our website. And it's nice to have a book about superagers, but it's also even nicer to have a full website that can give guidance on every one of these things, and in addition, a place where you can go to get the best sleep aid product in the world, the strongest immune booster in the world, the best products for heart disease, the best products to reduce inflammation that will make it very unlikely you'll ever get neurodegenerative disease or cancer or heart disease. And you can go to our site and have everything right there in one place, and an 800 number to call where you can call and for free speak to the staff at Boomers Forever Young to be guided into the right direction if you're not exactly sure what to do. And that's it for tonight, Bruce. It's 10 after 10.
Okay. Well, Bob, thank you so much. That's really important information. I love the fact that the sale is very tenable. We can put whatever products we want on sale based on the volume that we need and purchase. They're very good. And, I love the idea of the superagers, right? Dr. Topol?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's really, really good. I love that. And I love that testimony where the gentleman was 89 playing golf with one guy who was it University of Oklahoma graduate, maybe? And and the other was another kind of a assistant golf pro or something. It was just really a nice little foursome there, it sounded like, Bob. And he just needs to work on his putting and just get the ball to the hole. Never up, never in, right, Bob? Come on. Well, I think that's terrific. Yeah. Night putting, right, Bob? That's what you do a lot of, night putting. during the big call.
Right.
I love that. Well, listen, guys, this is it. So go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. To get to Bob's site, just hit the banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. And so you'll be able to go in there and go through the various products, see the products that are on sale, create your own sale based on volume. And that's really a great way to do it. And also, what Bob was talking about, all of these important podcasts and discussions that were on a number of different issues are at the bottom, the footer of the page. You'll see them down there, and you can click on those and get quite an education on what is out there and what is new as far as treatments and so on. Sleeping, God, that's so important. You know, we spend approximately a third of our life sleeping, or should be, and you know, the sleep techniques and the good night formula, man, I'm telling you, it's something that's really helped me. And then if you have to get up in the middle of the night and you use the restroom, you go back to bed, you can go right back into sleep, jump right back into your REM state and get some additional dreaming, which is great. I love remembering my dreams 2 and 3 days later. I mean, I can remember dreams that go way back because some of them are golf dreams. Some are tennis dreams. Some are otherworldly type dreams. Really cool. But anyway, I love the fact that I dream in color and can see these things. So, remember the 800 number Bob was referring to call into Boomers is very simple. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And, Bob, I appreciate that. I think that's really a great call tonight, great segment. Loved everything you had to say and everything Sue had to add as well. And we'll just look forward to people taking advantage of that. And anytime you can offer a group as large as Big Call Universe – the ability to call in and have questions answered, you know, free of charge. And, yeah, I mean, this is where Big Call Universe is a very good customer of Boomers. And Boomers recognizes that, and they respond beautifully to us as Big Call listeners. All right, let's get into where we stand in the way of intel. I think Sue set me up a little bit for tonight, so we'll see how it we'll see how it goes. What we have heard as late as this evening, there's quite a bit of things that are going on behind the scenes, some of which I can bring and some of which I'm not entitled to bring. However, I would say this much. We're supposed to keep an eye on the next 4 days, which would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which is what, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, being Saturday. Keep an eye on those 4 days. And what I understand is happening in those 4 days are what we're looking for is, and you may not see this or know this, but program trades are now being activated in USN as opposed to USD. In other words, our new digital currency, the USN, is digitally backed by XRP. And that's a very positive thing for the value of our USN currency. Okay, so they're doing what they call program trades on various bonds or currencies that are paying out essentially in USN. Those need to occur in the next 4 days for us to be able to receive our numbers, our notification emails. Most likely we're hearing Sunday night and Monday on those emails. Sunday night and Monday, so that we would be able to begin exchanges early next week most likely Tuesday. Now, here's what's interesting, and we might get an announcement from President Trump or maybe Scott Bessent, I call him, to this extent. June 19th, so-called Juneteenth, is the day, I believe, that slaves in the South received word of the Emancipation Proclamation by President Lincoln in 1865. And so that's an important day, and I believe it's also a national holiday, if I'm not mistaken. You guys are going to have to check that out, because I don't know that by the time of this call now. However, it's a very important day for black people and white people in this country. Now, what's interesting is Sue brought up debt slavery and the end of that as well. I don't want to minimize Juneteenth for our black brothers and sisters. However, could it also be extended to refer to financial slavery that all of us, in an extent, to a large extent, some of us, have been under? And therefore, Juneteenth refers to emancipation for all of us, regardless of race. The other thing is that we're looking at what's happening with Israel and Iran, and we know that and President Trump did use the term we, referring to Israel and us as an ally of Israel. We have superior airspace over Iran. They really are no longer a threat to Israel fighters and bombers and so on. Now, the way I see it as well is the Ayatollah has been given an ultimatum to make a decision for what looks like, I'm going to say, complete surrender. It's probably in his best interest to do that anyway for different reasons. I won't go into those right now, but to take advantage of that situation and make that decision for complete surrender is a very positive thing, not only for him, but also for the Iranian people. The people of Iran need emancipation as well. And I believe this whole thing is leading to a new order of government, a new freedom for the people of Iran. And President Trump's opinion on this is to tell those people and tell the leaders, if there are any left in Iran, don't make war, let's make money. So he's going to give opportunity for trade with Iran, for just opportunities, because right now they don't have any. Even, you know, we don't want to take out their oil platforms, their oil production, because that's the way they earn money. And so I don't think we're going to be doing that, or Israel will be doing that. I think that that's too valuable, not only for the people of Iran, but for also for the world to get the benefit of that oil. So my point is, I believe we're looking at Juneteenth as maybe the start of the emancipation, not only in the United States, but also globally, and quite possibly for Iran, as they come into a new structure of government and more personal freedom for the people of Iran. So that's what I'm looking for to happen. Now, today's the 17th. The 19th is going to be Thursday. We would have, theoretically, another call on Thursday. I don't know that we're going to get our numbers before the weekend. The latest thing I've heard today is that we're looking to receive those quite possibly Sunday night or Monday. So, with that said, the question is, what else is there? I don't think there's a whole lot else that we need to know. I think that getting prepared for this event, which is going to be one of the biggest events of our lives, is where you are now, in preparation mode. And Sue lined it out very nicely in her segment about the idea of, you know, designing your best future now. So DYBF, Designing Your Best Future, is the name of the course that she has, with 4 hour-and-a-half segments, 6 hours total, for only $100, and that's one of your options tonight. The other two options would be to get the MedBed 100, which is a two-night course of about 3 hours that would prepare you for your interview and everything that you need to know about the med beds and how to prepare for them before you go in. And then the other course is the Quantum Leader Future Founder, which we shortened to Quantum 100. That's another two-night course, approximately 3 hours, that will prepare you beyond for a quantum world that we're stepping into. So all three of those are important. Just pick the one or ones that you're interested in and send Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And in the subject line, just put MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100 plus DYBF, Designing Your Best Future, DYBF 100, any combination of those. And then in the body of the email, let her know your name and your cell phone number, and if you want to use PayPal or not. And if you don't, she'll invoice you through PayPal, and you can pay it a different way through PayPal, through the invoice, without being a member of PayPal. Okay? So that's very easy. All you have to do is track your emails. Watch for the initial email after you send it. Watch for a response. And then keep watching, probably tomorrow morning, keep watching to watch these emails come in. And then you can respond to them as indicated. But that's really what you want to do to get ready for everything that you're about to face in the way of the redemption centers, et cetera. All right, let me think what else I can bring up. Redemption centers have no rates on screens today, and but we believe that they'll be there by the weekend, and maybe they'll be there before the weekend. We'll see. Obviously, new intel comes in every day, and we have to sort that out and vet it and figure out what is relevant to what we're getting. I would say keep an eye on what's happening with Iran and Israel, and also keep an eye on what I believe there is an agreement in place for Russia and Ukraine, but I haven't heard any specifics about it. So we don't know what stage that's in. At least I don't know what stage it's in. But, you know, the problem with India and Pakistan was cooled off, and that's good. So far, there's no problem with China and Taiwan. That's okay. These are the four hot spots, I think, that are affecting Jisara. And we need for Jisara to be pretty much at peace before that comes out. Now, Nisara, our thing, is coming out with probably an announcement by President Trump. I don't have a date on it. We just don't. We thought we were going to get something. Was it Monday? Monday, we thought we'd get something in the morning. it didn't happen. We didn't get that. So we don't know when that announcement's going to be. But keep an eye out for the possibility of an announcement by President Trump that might just indicate our new asset-backed currency. And we're not going to be considered gold-backed, even though gold is a primary asset that is backing up our USN. But I do know that the XRP cryptocurrency is backing up the USN digitally. And so that's all cool, too. Gosh, there's so many other new things that are coming out. I think our best bet is to just, you know, it's important, you guys, to not make this RV your entire life. We know what it'll do for us. We know what the med beds will do for us. But for the time being, we have to continue with our plan A, with whatever job you have or new job you're getting. You have to continue to work in that area until, I mean, if I had known 20 years ago that this was going to take 20 years to happen, and yet I was invested 20 years ago, would I be doing the big call? I don't know. God's got me in this place for a reason, and I'm just going to do it. As I told you guys, I'm going to take you over the threshold, and then obviously we're going to do our projects, and I think we're going to have a lot of help with Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral Retreat Network. I think those are my four projects, as you guys know, and that's what I'm looking to work with. And I hope many of you, I hope at least 5,000, will help me put together Rebuild America. And it'll be a lot of fun. And it'll be something that we can do. We can meet, have some regional get-togethers, and I think it'll be some of the most fun we've ever had. So, take advantage of the sale that Bob has, a new sale today. Based on the volume that you want to buy, you can get 10%, 15%, or 20%, depending on the total. $200 or more gets 20% off. Okay? So, consider all that. I'm sure the details are right there on the site. Check it out. And then don't forget to send Sue an email. Many of you guys should go ahead and send those out tonight, so she can go through and start processing those either late tonight or first thing in the morning. Okay? And I think that's really everything that I really wanted to bring out tonight. We've got a timeline that we've had confirmed by two or more sources to look for something happening. And there's also about, gosh, $500 trillion moving in the next few days. And I think this is coming from the trade platforms. And we'll see how that shakes out. But if everything works according to plan, we should be getting our notifications Sunday night or Monday morning, or sometime Monday, let's say it to be fair, sometime Monday, and then be exchanging probably Tuesday of next week. All right? So everybody enjoy Juneteenth, and we'll watch for that to come through. We'll hopefully Iran will have a decision to make, and the Ayatollah will make the right decision and give Iran their freedom in a new form of government. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob. And thank you, GCK and Jeannie and Pastor Scott and everybody in Big Call Universe. Thank you, Satellite Team, for getting this signal out typically to 20 or more million listeners around the globe. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in for these 14 years so far. And everybody have a wonderful night tonight. I do expect to do a call Thursday night, same time, same station. So we'll look forward to talking with you then. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll say good night. Lord God, we thank you so much for everything that you're doing for us that we can see and things that we can't see. Thank you for bringing about this incredible blessing in the beautiful timing that you have laid out. Thank you for all that you're doing to keep us healthy, healed and whole, and financially provided for. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Thanks so much. We'll see you Thursday night.